Xupai Ego Collapse, a Ponzi Scam that Exposed China's Deeper Fault Lines. Commentary. Xupai Ego Digital Store, a Chinese digital investment platform, collapsed suddenly late last month, leaving hundreds of thousands of people across the country reeling. Based in Lini, in China's eastern Shandong province, Xupai Ego marketed itself as an innovative blend of e-commerce and investing, but was ultimately revealed to be a massive Ponzi scheme, defrauding users out of over 60 billion renminbi. What followed was a wave of chaos, mass protests, police crackdowns, and online censorship. But beyond the immediate financial disaster, the scandal exposed something far more serious, a crisis of trust, regulatory failure, and widespread public anxiety over financial security. A simple but devastating scam. Xupai Ego lured users with a too-good-to-be-true promise, daily returns of up to 3.5%, and annual yields as high as 365%. Anyone could join with as little as 1,000 renminbi, and early users did see small payouts, just enough to create the illusion that the system worked. But in reality, those returns were simply paid out using new users' money, making it a classic Ponzi scheme. To mask the fraud, Xupai Ego disguised itself as a legitimate e-commerce platform, offering cashback for shopping and displaying high-priced goods like luxury quilts or overpriced eggs, 30 for over 580 renminbi. But most of these goods were either fake, severely inflated in price, or simply never delivered. In the final days, users were forced to convert 90% of their balances into these overpriced items, a last-ditch move to drain every cent before vanishing. Government backing, or the illusion of it. What gave Xupai Ego legitimacy in the eyes of the public wasn't just the slick app or fake products, it was the apparent endorsement from government institutions. In 2024, the Chinese communist regime's mouthpiece CCTV aired a glowing interview with company executives on its financial channel, portraying them as epitomes of the small to medium-sized digital businesses. For many viewers, CCTV's coverage signaled state approval, and few questioned its credibility. But after the collapse, the network was accused of misleading the public and failing to do any real investigation. Local governments also played a part. The Luozhuang District Government in Lini designated Xupai Ego as a key project in 2024, offering land rights, tax breaks, and even partnering with local universities. Wang Xiaoqing, the founder of the company, was praised as an outstanding party member of Lini City and was a deputy to the 17th Lini Municipal People's Congress, among other official titles. The company claimed government ownership of 34%, though this was never officially confirmed by the government from public sources. What mattered is that many users believed it, and that belief lowered their defenses. In April 2025, just 3 months before the collapse, an official document from Lini authorities, including the local district CCP committee, government, and police, stated that there was no evidence of the company being involved in illegal fundraising or pyramid schemes. This statement, posted recently on X, gave investors a false sense of security. The collapse and the silence that followed. By July 2025, complaints about withdrawal issues were piling up online. Users couldn't access their funds, but the app kept accepting new deposits. On July 21, the company finally admitted it was under investigation for suspected pyramid activity. It claimed that the large volume of simultaneous withdrawals and limits on bank transfer transactions were the main reasons for delays of users receiving funds. That same day, a large crowd of investors hurried to the company's headquarters, demanding their money back. But the offices were already abandoned. The next day, police moved in, using pepper spray and making arrests. Videos of the clashes were quickly deleted, and online discussion was censored. Some protesters, elderly, pregnant, or deeply in debt, broke down in tears. The tragedy was both physical and psychological. Many victims petitioned local and provincial governments, only to be turned away or ignored. Some were reportedly detained. The real problem, a crisis of trust and economic desperation. At its core, Xupai Ego wasn't just a financial scam. It was a reflection of deeper systemic issues in China today. Public trust was weaponized. Older users, with limited financial knowledge and heavy reliance on government and media endorsements, were the primary victims. They saw ShoePie as a safe bet, not just because of its promises, but because they believed the state was behind it. Regulation failed at every level, whether due to incompetence, corruption, or simple neglect. Local officials and regulators missed, or ignored, all the warning signs. In fact, their support helped the scheme grow. When things fell apart, no one took responsibility. People are desperate for financial security, faced with falling asset values, stagnant wages, and limited upward mobility. Many Chinese citizens are hungry for opportunities. Even those who suspected something was off stayed in, hoping to cash out before it collapsed. Final thoughts. ShoePie Ego's collapse shows that financial scams in China aren't going away, they're evolving. From peer-to-peer lending failures to fake blockchain startups, these schemes now use high-tech packaging and trendy buzzwords like digital economy to appear legitimate. ShoePie Ego was not just a Ponzi scheme, it was a system-wide failure, where greed, blind trust, and lax oversight created the perfect storm. Its victims weren't just investors, they were citizens who believed in a system that ultimately failed to protect them. Until that system changes, this won't be the last tragedy of its kind.